I keep glancing out the window, watching the snow coming down thicker and thicker. I'm so glad my first snowfall happened before I turned 13. I've been wanting to cram lots of things in before next week, so when I have kids, I can tell them, by the time I was your age, I'll have a lot to say. By the time I was your age, I had lived in a closet. I had survived a dictatorship. I had had two boyfriends, sort of, and I had lost my father. Thea Lauda sees me looking out the window, and I think she feels bad denying me anything right now. "Okay, okay," she says. "If the mountain won't wait for Mohammed, then Mohammed better go to the mountain. Bundle up." Yo and Carla and Sandy and I put on our boots and coats. Little Fifi nags that she wants to go, and finally her mother gives in. Lucinda says that we're crazy loquitas going outdoors when it's so cold. Where are our brains? Mundin shakes his head when I ask him if he wants to come along. He's listening to the papi stories as if he's never heard them before. Tia Laura says Mundin is taking it the hardest, if you can measure stuff like that. I guess if hands are the measure, I'd have to agree. All you have to do is look down at my brother's fingernails to see what he's been doing in his spare time. At the door, Carla slips away to the basement phone. She has an important call to make while her mother's at the table. I know who it is, too. She'll dial Kevin's house, and once he's on the line, hang up. As we go out, I hear my grandfather telling the story of how he bought the land for the compound after the big hurricane of 1930. I know that story, too. How he built his house, and then each of his sons and daughters married and built theirs all around his, instead of like now, one in the Bronx, one in Miami, and a